This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S.-Africa Summit in Washington will feature high-level discussions today, with President Joe Biden hosting a session on partnering on Agenda 2063, the African Union's strategic vision for the continent, according to the State Department. On Wednesday, Biden told African leaders the United States is all in on Africa's future.
The deals you've signed, the investments we've made together, are concrete proof of the enduring commitment we're making to one another, government to government, business to business, people to people.
Biden told the African leaders that billions in investment over the next 3 years was just the beginning. A massive storm system churning a path of destruction across the United States, blamed for at least 3 deaths so far in the state of Louisiana. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Violent rotation, and then the tornado showed its face right over the tree line once it got within range.
In the south, tornadoes battered Louisiana from north to south. Storm chaser Michael Binther spotted one in Caddo Parish.
The trees and terrain were obscuring the parent tornado. So that tornado I was focused on was actually a satellite tornado.
Patsy Andrews in Farmerville heard it.
All we can hear was stuff breaking through our windows.
She and her family had to crawl through the broken glass, but survived.
We all grabbed each other. We jumped in the tub, and all we could do was just pray.
To the north, blizzard conditions in the Great Plains. Forecasters expect the upper Midwest to be hit with ice, rain, and snow for days, and that'll move into the Appalachians and northeast. I'm Ben Thomas.
A 6.2 magnitude earthquake originating in the waters off Taiwan's eastern coast Wednesday, but no reports of injuries or major damage so far. Buildings in Taipei shook for about a minute. Subway briefly paused operations to ensure everyone on board was okay. This is VOA News. The U.S. plans for migrant releases, that is, when asylum limits end. We get more on that story from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Homeland Security says more migrants may be released into the United States to pursue immigration cases when Trump-era asylum restrictions end next week. In one of its more detailed assessments ahead of the major policy shift, the department reported faster processing for migrants in custody on the border, more temporary detention tents, staffing surges, and increased criminal prosecution of smugglers. A federal judge in Washington ordered Title 42 to end on December 21st, but Republican-led states asked an appeals court to keep it in place. The Biden administration has also challenged some aspects of the ruling, though it doesn't oppose letting the rule lapse next week. The legal back and forth could go down to the wire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As coronavirus cases rise, the Biden administration is making free COVID-19 tests available once again. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
Starting today, the federal government will provide 4 rapid tests to U.S. households that request them through the website covidtests.gov. That's according to a senior official. It's been 3 months since the last batch of free tests went out. COVID-19 cases increased after the Thanksgiving holiday, and there's a winter surge projected as people travel and gather indoors around Christmas and New Year's. Sources say the administration is putting surge teams and equipment on standby just in case hospitals and nursing homes get overwhelmed, but so far there have been no requests. As Americans embrace a return to pre-pandemic activities, the administration has been struggling to convince more people to get the updated booster shots that better protect against the now prevalent Omicron variants. I'm Jennifer King.
Puerto Ricans could move a step closer to a referendum on whether the island should become a U.S. state, an independent country, or have another type of government when the House of Representatives votes today on a bill outlining the process. A House committee approved the Puerto Rico Status Act on Wednesday, paving the way for the full House vote. Puerto Rico, which has about 3.3 million people and high rates of poverty, became a U.S. territory back in 1898. And France beat Morocco 2-0 to advance to the World Cup final against Argentina in a historic match between the defending champion and Africa's first ever semifinalist. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.